Welcome to Worship Shorts. Today I will focus on the Kedusha, which is the introduction in the third benediction during the repetition. What? I understood all those words, introduction, benediction, repetition, but what on earth am I talking about? Well, first of all, when I use the word repetition, it is shorthand for the reader's repetition of the Amidah. You've heard about the Amidah. In Jewish prayer, you have a reader who has a certain role in the service. This role is usually performed by a cantor or a chazan, but not necessarily. He's called the Tzliach Gibor, and any Jewish Shaliach Tzibor. Any Jewish man above the age of bar mitzvah is considered eligible, and it's considered an honor to be asked to be the reader. What I'm sharing here is the traditional version of the Kedusha, and there are some variations within the different forms of Judaism. We also, at Ohev, do some of the following, and we are looking at this section right now, the elders are, as one that may change in the future. Although it's different for the evening service, when praying the Amidah section of the service in the morning or the afternoon, the congregation stands and reads silently the entire Amidah. During the silent reading, the Kedusha is not prayed. If someone finishes the Amidah, he may sit. Then, when it appears that nearly all of the people have completed their reading, the reader, the Shaliach Tzibor, begins again, but this time he reads aloud. The congregation immediately stands and responds to the reader's repetition of each of the first two blessings with an amen. So the reader reads a blessing and the congregation says amen, a blessing and amen. On Shabbat, the third blessing of the Amidah during the reader's repetition is the Kedusha. If there is no minyan, the reader's repetition is not done and therefore the Kedusha is not prayed. After the amen of the second blessing, the congregation begins the Kedusha out loud on their own. Nikadesh et shimcha ba'olam, k'shem shemakdishim oto bishmei marom, kakatuv al yad nevi'echa, v'kaze el zevi amar. We will sanctify your name on earth as they sanctify it in the highest heavens, as it is written by your prophet, and they, the angels, call to one another, saying. Now the reader repeats this phrase, and at his completion, the entire congregation recites the next. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzevaot, Meloch Ol Haaretz Kevodo. Holy, 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 it's the Lord of hosts, the whole earth is filled with his glory. On each of the three words, holy, the congregation rises to their feet and stands on their toes, perhaps signifying our desire to be holy and to participate in worshiping as the angels worship. The reader repeats this prayer and then continues from Ezekiel. I'll give the English. Then with a sound of mighty noise, majestic and strong, they make their voice heard, raising themselves toward the seraphim, and facing them say, blessed. The congregation in unison, Baruch Kavod Adonai Mimkomo, which means blessed is the Lord's glory from his place. Again, the reader repeats and adds the following in English. Reveal yourself from your place, O our King, and reign over us, for we are waiting for you. When will you reign in Zion? May it be soon in our days. And may you dwell there forever in all time. May you be exalted and sanctified in the midst of Jerusalem, your city, from generation to generation forevermore. May our eyes see your kingdom as it is said in the songs of your splendor, written by David, your righteous anointed one. The congregation responds, Yimloch Adonai leolam, Elohai yikzion, ledor vador, hallelujah. The Lord shall reign forever. He is your God, Zion, from generation to generation. Hallelujah. Then the reader repeats and finishes with another prayer. Thank you for listening to Worship Shorts.